Gardaí are investigating a threat made to the Tánaiste Simon Harris and his family, which was posted on Sunday morning. To tell us more, we are joined by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what more can you tell us about this threat?
Well, Audrey, the threats were made on social media on one of the sites owned and operated by Meta. The Tánaiste alerted the Gardaí. He already has Garda protection, and the Gardaí commenced a criminal investigation involving Gardaí from Wicklow and national specialist units, particularly the special detective unit, which investigates threats to national security and violent political extremism. And this is being taken very seriously. The Gardaí have been in contact with Meta. They say they're making good progress and believe they will be able to identify those behind the account in pursuit of the person or persons making these threats. It's not the first time Simon Harris has been threatened on social media. The Tánaiste issued a statement this morning, and it's clear from that he has been understandably upset by the fact that this latest threat also relates to his family and children, who are both very young. Simon Harris said he had received direct threats targeting his family, and that as a father he has very strong views and feelings on this. As a political leader, he describes this as unacceptable in every way, and says that while threatening people, any person, is a crime, threatening children, he says, is despicable. He also describes it as cowardice and a line that no decent society should tolerate being crossed. Now, other politicians have also been threatened in person and on social media, but the Gardaí have a good record in pursuing those behind them and securing convictions. For example, a convicted rapist, Michael Murray, received a further jail sentence last year for making bomb threats from prison to the former Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, while 29-year-old Richard McCreevy from Whitechurch Place in Rathfarnham was sentenced to 3.5 years earlier this year for posting online threats to kill the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and the former Garda Commissioner Drew Harris.
Paul, we leave that story there for the time being and move on to talk about another significant day in the life of an Garda Síochána. They're getting their new boss. He's starting work this morning. Justin Kelly is the new commissioner succeeding Drew Harris. Last night we spoke to Ronan Claher, who is the General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, and he outlined what he believes the challenges facing him are.
He faces a number of problems at this time, namely the most important ones being the internal and external challenges surrounding recruitment and retention. Also, we have significant problems with the current policing model that has been put in place over the last 6 or 7 years. There is a significant problem around social media and the effects of social media on members of an Garda Síochána also.
Is there any suggestion as to what he could do to fix, especially the recruitment and retention issues?
Yes, well, it is no secret that there is a serious problem with morale within an Garda Síochána at present. There is deep frustration amongst members of all ranks in an Garda Síochána. And I suppose one of them problems is the lack of the engagement with the representative bodies. Our membership keeps telling us that we're not being listened to. I suppose last year, we done a survey of our members surrounding the current policing model. It's called the operating model. 95% of our membership said it is not working. However, they were not listened to. And that is an example of the frustration that our members feel. They want to contribute to improve policing, but they are not being listened to.
That's Ronan Claher there talking to our reporter, Andrew Louth. Paul, he mentioned two issues, recruitment and retention, and also the operating policing model. Will you explain what that is and why it should matter to the public?
Yeah, that was introduced by Drew Harris. It meant that Garda divisions were changed. They were amalgamated in many cases and made larger. And new roles were assigned to officers. So, for example, a superintendent who was previously in charge of a district and would be responsible for all crime and community issues in that district is now in charge of just one particular aspect of policing, such as crime, while another superintendent is in charge of another aspect of policing. Now, this has, ironically enough, been criticised by all four Garda associations, from the rank and file up to the superintendents, who all say it's not working. They say there's confusion who's in charge of what. The superintendents, for example, say that the new areas of responsibility are too large, so that while one superintendent could be a kilometre from a serious crime in a station, the officer to whom the responsibility for that crime would be assigned to could be 200 kilometres away. The inspectors say, for example, there are not enough inspectors to operate the model as it was envisioned. The sergeants say the model is breaking the link between the Gardaí and their local communities because local Gardaí, they say, are being pulled to cover other areas within huge geographical divisions. They're not policing their own local localities. They're not getting to know the people in their own communities. The rank and file say they're now spending too much time in the stations doing paperwork and not out on the streets policing. So this has been criticised from all the associations, right across all the ranks. Now, Drew Harris, as commissioner, has consistently pushed back against these criticisms. He refused to make any changes, and that did lead to increasing frustrations, as you heard there from Ronan Clougher. The associations are hoping and believe that Justin Kelly will take a different approach to this.
Well, as commissioner, can he do anything about recruitment?
Well, the rank and file have complained about recruitment and retention, as have the guards and the sergeant inspectors. They will want him to be an advocate for recruitment. They will want him, in particular the GRA, will want Justin Kelly because he has served in the ranks and because he's been a Garda, to advocate on their behalf. They believe, for example, that recruitment can be increased by changes that the government can make, but they want the commissioner to advocate on their behalf and recognise this and agree with them effectively. They believe, for example, if the terms and conditions are improved, if the job is made more attractive to people to join it, not only will more people join, but less people will leave, because hundreds of people are leaving the job every year.
Just finally, Paul, Drew Harris did not have the confidence of the rank and file, the Garda Representative Association. That survey a couple of years ago, almost 100% said they didn't have confidence in him. Does Justin Kelly represent a clean slate?
Well, he will want to mend the relations between the GRA and the Office of the Commissioner, and he does have the advantage that he won't be seen as an outsider. And that was a label which Drew Harris always rejected, but it was one which was always attached to him. Justin Kelly, however, has been a Garda for over 33 years, and he has served in all ranks. He has served in divisions, he has served in stations, he has served in national and specialist units. Now, the majority of his service has been as a rank and file Garda, so he knows the job and the challenges that come not only with being a Garda, but also with being a manager within An Garda Síochána Conor. And interestingly enough, it was the GRA that voted no confidence in Drew Harris, a huge majority, 98% of those who voted. Justin Kelly is a former member of the GRA, so he knows the organisation, the individuals in it, and he had previously attended their conferences, while the GRA refused to invite Drew Harris on two occasions. So this will be a clean start. It will be a fresh, a new slate. Justin Kelly has a reputation for listening and working with people. The AGSI, the Sergeant Inspectors, have said that he has listened to their concerns in the past and made the changes that they asked of him. So that would be optimistic. So there would be hopes that there will be a different approach and a different relationship between the new commissioner, who started at midnight, and the association.
Paul, thank you. Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, 8:21.